Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
And I say welcome to the show.
101.5 FM, 720 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas, hour number two, Friday edition of the show. Glad to be hanging out with you on what is almost the weekend. And you know what my plans are for the weekend, friends? I'm going to tell you what my plans are. Doing nothing except being in my pool, putting some Roku on, some old classic rock, some Billy Squire, do some Elvis Costello. Do a little Styx, a little Van Halen as I sit sipping on my real water on ice with a slice of lime, just thinking about how good God really is and how much we need him right now during this season of our lives, during this election season, during the crises that continue to happen, the challenges that continue to happen in this country. Why do you think I think they keep denying churches their rights to have services? And again, yes, I have to talk about Nevada. I mean, we're here in Vegas, so I would be remiss if I didn't tell you about the boneheaded ideas that continue to come out of our government in Nevada. And the state of Nevada is urging the U.S. Supreme Court to deny the church's virus appeal. What do I mean by this? Well, the Supreme Court on Wednesday, okay, rejected the rural church's appeal to have more than 50 in attendance for worship services. Now, there's injunctions that have been put in place, and you know, Newsom in California is doing the same thing. A very good friend of mine who guest hosts on my syndicated show, he's a pastor, Jim Franklin, many of you have heard the name before, has one of the largest churches in Fresno, California, about 3,000 people in attendance for each service. He's basically saying, pounce, sand, Governor Newsom, we're going to continue to have church. And I think that's what churches need to do in Las Vegas and all through Nevada, because it is a absolute infringement on the First Amendment. But this is the reason I bring this up. Here's the reason I bring this up is this. Brady, on the last segment of the show, brought up a really good point. What's going to happen to schools next week? Is Sisolak going to say we're going to go online? I don't know. I have this feeling that he will. There's no doubt that right now, as it stands, we are a mail-in voting situation in Nevada. I've spoken with Jim Marchant. You've heard him on this show. I'm going to be speaking to his campaign manager in the next couple days, maybe probably over the weekend, to get some feedback on that. And I know there's been a lawsuit filed to have that not be the case. But friends, I'm telling you, the Democrats are fighting tooth and nail to make sure you don't get to vote in public. Why do you think they're urging churches to not be able to hold services? Why do you think I believe the governor, Mr. Draconian Comrade Sisolak himself, may in fact say schools are only going to go online? Because if you continue to paint this bleak picture, a couple things in their limited pea brain minds are happening. One, we're going to make this as scary as possible so that people go along with it, so that we don't have an opportunity for the Republicans to go out and canvass and do the things that need to be done to win elections, number one. And there's a lot of cheating. It's been proven that happens regarding this mail-in stuff. I mean, just look at the mess that happened just last month with the primary. It took 3 days to find out a lot of people's results. And my God, I'm sure there was some cheating. So I believe they're doing this purposely to continue to make things look worse than they are. I really believe that. And I know many of you believe that. And the problem with this is there's many people out there. Some listen to the show. Maybe they don't. Maybe they don't listen to the show at all. That's fine. But there's many people out there that are on the fence politically. They're not sure what to do politically. They're busy. They don't have time to sit and listen to talk radio or watch TV or news TV or whatever the case is. So they rely on sound bites and snippets. And the Democrats have always been phenomenal with sound bites and snippets. And that's what they're relying on. That's who they're relying on. So if they can scare the hell out of a lot of people, they're hoping a lot of people will flip their vote and, in fact, well, go for the Democratic Party because, after all, they're the party of the people. I mean, ABC now is jumping on the bandwagon. I'm surprised it's this early, but, you know, what the hell? I mean, let's continue to scare more and more people. That's what they're doing. ABC is now basically stating that Republicans in Congress are really worried about Trump driving them off a cliff, meaning that they're going to lose their seats and there's going to be this blue wave and the House and the Senate are going to be under Democratic control. Biden's going to win. He's going to be the president for 100 days. He'll resign, as I said, and Kamala Harris, who I'm pretty certain will be his VP pick, will be the first black woman president of this country. That's what they're hoping for. And they're going to continue to keep saying it. And you know what else they're going to continue to keep doing? Because they know it works. They know the systemic racism stuff works because there's a bunch of boneheads that aren't very smart that want to believe this. They want to stay on the Democratic plantation. So they're going to continue to keep believing this. So they're going to continue with the systemic racism this and the anti-Semite that. And he did this and he said this and Confederate that and take the statue and the Christopher Columbus. And do. I mean, that's going to continue. Trust me. It already is. And there's probably going to be some surprise. I'm confident that in the next 30, 60 days, there's going to be some other big tragedy, sadly, that is going to happen to try to make Trump look like an imbecile. That's their whole plan. I mean, my God, they have dissed this president, this administration, his first lady, his wife, Melania, since the get-go. You know it and I know it. And they're going to continue with the COVID-19 stuff. Oh, my God, the second wave's coming. It's going to be worse. And the president mishandled this from the beginning. And now we know. We know without a shadow of a doubt that they've lied to us considerably about COVID-19. Considerably. For instance, let me tell you about a story in Florida. Again, another story in Florida. Okay? There is a man in his 20s in Florida listed among the COVID-19 fatalities. But get this, at least there was a truthful person that did the righteous thing and stepped up. The health officer said, that's not true. He didn't have COVID-19. He died in a motorcycle crash. But they listed him as COVID-19. And this is Dr. Raul Pino. He came out and said, this is a lie. Tell me we're not seeing this over and over all around the country. You heard me talk about it just the other day. Here's another example. An Oklahoma family is saying the government is lying about their grandfather's death, that he didn't die from COVID. He died from Alzheimer's. But yet when they got the death certificate, it basically stated that he died from COVID-19, and they are blowing the whistle. They are blowing the whistle. And the question I guess I have because of this, and it's a question that you should have as well. If they've done this to them, how many others are similar in scope? How many others are similar in scope? They died for this, but they're listed for COVID-19. They went to get a test and it gave them COVID-19. When friends, I've confirmed this over and over, they didn't even take the test. Many, many people have come forward proving this, not just hearsay, proving this. Registering, didn't want to wait to get the test, bounced. And then they get results a few days later that you have COVID-19. You've tested positive for COVID-19. So if this is happening and we're starting to get a better understanding of it here and there and here and there, Do you think there's a possibility? Even Dr. Birx earlier on said she thought the numbers were really overinflated. Remember that? Now you really don't hear from Dr. Birx anymore. I don't know if they have her in a basement somewhere. I just don't know. But you're not really hearing from the scarf that much anymore. But what I can tell you is if this is the case here, is this really isolated? Do you think this is just isolated, or can we see more and more of this? Which leads me to contact tracing. Oh, you're around with someone with COVID? You have COVID. You have COVID. Oh, you probably have COVID. You have. Oh, you had a test? Okay, you're positive for COVID? Okay, great. Let me test you again in 2 weeks. By God, you still have COVID. Now that counts as two tests for COVID that are positive. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? Again, it's a page from the Alinsky playbook. This is all it is. It's a page from the Alinsky playbook, and that playbook is being played hardcore because they want to make sure that they have a secure situation for them November 3rd when the election happens. What say you? The phone lines are open, 702-257-5396. Let's snag a call before we jump to break. Bruce, you're next. Welcome to the program. Hey, Bruce, you with me? All right, Bruce. Okay, there you go.
Hey, if you destroyed everybody's books, statues, and monuments, it's basically like your society never existed. You know, and history shows that everything's initiated as a positive. It's for our own good. But it's really about conditioning and indoctrination. And the government, if they really cared about its citizens, they would be getting them some more money right now, not just packing these 2,200-page bills with stuff that has nothing to do with the coronavirus, like the Green New Deal stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, these tracers are going to be put to work tracing other things because at some point coronavirus is going to end.
Exactly.
If you look at history, the Nazis, they indoctrinated their youth. Well, we have our public schools to indoctrinate ours. You know, you report on your neighbors, you report on your parents, you report on people without masks who aren't social distancing, large gatherings, and anything else they can think of. And, you know, it's a more of the divide and conquer. I remember you talking about where you grew up with your Hispanic community at La Mecha, right?
Yeah.
Group we had.
Yeah. So, are you there? Yeah. Well, you know, and I appreciate it, Bruce. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry, break came very quickly. But what you said is completely accurate. Completely accurate. And I love what you said. And this is what everybody needs to take away from what you just said, Bruce, is that it's very much like Nazism, training these young kids to be Nazis like Hitler did. And my God, Bruce, you're right, because I see Antifa. I even see the Black Lives Matter movement, which is absolutely unarguably Marxist, doing the same thing, acting the same way. Oh, crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. Quick break. We're going to come back and take some more calls. Don't go away.
A truthful take on our troubled times. It's Steve Sanchez.
All right. Welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. Busy Friday night. Hey, Newsmax TV, you hear me talk about that a lot, and rightly so. I am a frequent guest, so, you know, I love the network. And I could be a guest on others, and I have been, and one of them is FAUX News, Fox. And you know how I feel about Fox these days. And Newsmax TV is just completely different. I'm telling you, unapologetically conservative. They got Sean Spicer, they got Greg Kelly, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, so much more. But again, it's unapologetically conservative. President Trump has tweeted, hey, Newsmax TV is now his favorite. It's better than Fox. The president said that. David Horowitz, hey, he's featured a lot on Newsmax. Why? Because his book Blitz is incredible. It's already a number one bestseller on New York Times or the New York list on Amazon. And it is incredible. If you haven't read it, I would suggest that you do, because Blitz talks about the secret plan on how Trump will win this election. And that is crucial. You can get it at bookstores, or you can simply take advantage of Newsmax free offer and save 28 bucks. Pretty easy. Just go to 1-800-NEWSMAX. That's 1-800-NEWSMAX, or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. You can find Newsmax TV on pretty much every cable network, including Dish, Direct, Cox, Suddenlink, CenturyLink, and many, many more. I love Newsmax TV. I want you to start checking it out and take advantage of that free offer and get that book by David Horowitz, Blitz. And again, you can do that at blitz411.com. Let's go ahead and jump to our busy calls. Harry, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
How did I know I was next? Hey, you know what? I'm going to go back to the vaccination thing that you were talking about. No, I would not take it. But how do we know what they're already giving our children today?
That's true.
We don't know what's in none of that stuff that we're forced to have them children get done. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, no, you just really don't know. And you bring up a good point, because there's been many people that have said, you know, vaccines, some, and there's no scientific evidence that I know of that maybe has led to autism. Even some prominent people are saying that.
Oh, that they were born perfect and then the vaccines messed them up?
Correct. I've heard that. Even, you know, some celebrities that you wouldn't think would be against vaccines have. Jenny McCarthy, I believe is her name. She has come out openly and said she really believes she's anti-vaccine, that certain vaccines that children take may have an issue linked to autism. Now, I've never seen any scientific evidence that basically can confirm that, but I haven't seen anything that's denied that. But look, I know there's vaccines that are important.
They're far and few between, just like the COVID cases that they're blowing out of proportion anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, very
but
true.
I took your advice on the AR-15, my man. I love your show. I listen to you every day. Your regulars, I love them all. JD, Khalib, JD. All right, you got a great show. You got a great show tonight. Thank you, man.
Well, Harry, I appreciate that, my friend. Thank you, man. Have a good weekend, and I appreciate you saying that. Producer Nate, let me take another call before we bounce to break. Let's jump over to Ricky. Ricky, you're next. Welcome to the program. Ricky, you are on with Steve Sanchez. What's on your mind? Ricky Tiki Tavi has left the building. The SteveSanchezShow.com website. It's Freaky Friday, Producer Nate. Don't you know? Something just goes into the minds of people, but that's okay. Calls on hold, stay put. I haven't forgotten you. We got to take a break. But in the interim, the SteveSanchezShow.com website. Very important that you put that website down into your brain. Why? Because you can find my podcasts and archives there. Not just for the Daily Show here in Vegas, but for my syndicated show that I do on Sunday nights. So if you're not a fan of that show yet, you should be. Sunday nights, and heard right here on KDON as well. We are on multiple stations across the country. And if you catch the show on Sunday, great. If you don't, podcasts and archives are there for you to download. Also, my socials are there. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We've got some large followings on these social media platforms, and we want to make sure that you are also following us. We do live streams. We've got special guests, do a lot of community forums, memes, you name it, we do it. The Steve Sanchez Show.com website. Make sure you check that out. All right. Busy, busy, busy night. But when we come back, I'm going to have a special guest on for a few moments that is going to talk about these mandatory mask issues and what that's like. And we're going to talk a little bit about what mask is right, what isn't right, why not. Look, it's something that's not going to go away, friends. Look, I've told you this over and over and over and over. So we're going to discuss a little bit about that. We're going to discuss about what I'm doing with Children's Hospital at UMC. And then, of course, we're going to be taking your busy call. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Quick break, and we're going to come right back. Don't go away. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you on this busy Friday edition of the show. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Calls on hold, stay put. We're going to be jumping to you momentarily. But first off, I wanted to remind you that I have been very active with Children's Hospital, UMC. And, you know, when it comes to the kids, I've told you the story many a times. My youngest grandson, literally was born with issues that promoted seizures, and it was a real scary time. He's 3 years old now, and praise the Lord, he's going to be coming off his seizure medicine very soon. He's done very, very well. But in the beginning, it was scary stuff, man. You're seeing this little baby turn blue and his eyes rolling back, and it would freak everybody out, and multiple trips to in an ambulance. And it's scary. You guys know that. You know that you may have issues with your own children, family, and you've seen that. And it's just, you know, when it comes to the kids, it's tough. I mean, it's just tough. So imagine how these kids at Children's Hospital at University Medical Center here in Vegas feel. Many have leukemia and cancer, heart issues. Imagine how the parents feel. It's tough enough to be dealing with that, but imagine having to deal with all this in the midst of a pandemic. And so, you know, as we've debated multiple times on this show, many people don't like the masks. They don't want to wear the masks, you know, a violation of civil liberties. I get it. Look, wearing a mask is not my favorite thing to do either. I'd be lying to tell you. I don't think anybody in their right mind will say, yeah, I just love wearing a mask every single day. It's just wonderful. Nobody wants to do that. But there are mandates. We are good citizens. There are certain battles we should pick and choose. And there are benefits to the mask. I've said this over and over and over, especially to the vulnerable. So, you know, months ago, I said this was coming. Many people argued with me. And I said, look, I'm telling you, it's coming. So why not work and buy masks from someone that knows what they're doing? And the masks work. So I'm happy to have with me once again, and I had her on a few weeks ago, and it was a great conversation, is Suzanne Hobbs from Boomer Naturals. Suzanne, welcome to the program.
Hey, great to be back with you, Steve.
Yeah, thank you. You know, and it's funny because the last time we were on, everybody was like, no, it's not going to happen. No, you know, masks aren't going to be mandated. And you and I were both kind of like, well, yes, it is going to happen. And it did. And it doesn't matter if people believe, don't believe, like, don't like. I don't really think that's the issue. The issue at hand is masks are here to stay. I don't know for how long, but they are. If you want to go shop, if you want to do this, you have to wear them. So I've come from the mindset, Suzanne, if you have to do something at least where you know it works. And that's where I think Boomer Naturals comes in, because the masks do work.
Truly, we have now had enough months, not weeks, months, for everyone to try so many different types of masks that, you know, the single use they throw away, or all sorts of different ones that have bling and colors and patterns, whatever. But you've got to truly protect yourself. This is no joke. You know, people truly are getting sick. And when you go out, you've got it. Not all face covers offer the same protection. And we are really right. proud of the face masks that we offer at Boomers, because these are three layers. And that's what the World Health Organization, whether you believe them or listen to them or not, but the ideal face cover is three layers.
Yeah.
And that's going to really give you good protection. And that's what we offer. Plus this nano silver technology that's going to block and possibly even kill the little particles from getting to your nose and mouth. You really need to have something that's going to protect you.
That's the big thing for me right there. And, you know, when we all started talking about, you know, you guys sponsoring the show and you know, us talking about this with our audience, I was like, I just don't, because I was getting approached by a lot of mask companies, and I'm like, I'm not going to tell my audience about this. I mean, this thing is just like a paper mask. There's no way. And what really sold me with Boomer is this technology, because it is, and you can't deny the science behind it. You just can't.
Yeah, it's truly incredible. So cotton polyester blend is the ideal type of face cover. All three layers of our mask do different things. Each layer is treated differently, but they all have that nano silver, and we just have to truly feel confident when we're out and about. And here's one thing that people don't understand, is that wearing a mask, yes, it, even though you may feel healthy, we've all heard this, is protecting you when you're speaking or yelling or talking or being loud, mm-hmm. protecting your droplets from getting to other people. But guess what? A mask truly, when it's built the right way, protects you from others, their coughs, their sneezes. You know, that's important, and that's what these do, is it protects you from in both directions.
Well, you know what's great about your company, and a lot of people sometimes hear, well, you know, masks are now what's mandated, so everybody's in this mask business. But what a lot of people don't realize is you guys obviously birthed in Las Vegas, which I love,
but you guys are in the wellness business. So before masks, and still to this day, you guys have a plethora of products that are helping people, from pain relief to, you know, immune system boosters. So it's not like, well, let's just offer masks. No, you guys came out and said, look, we've been selling health and wellness products for people for years that work. So we feel it's our responsibility to bring on something that we know works. And therefore, that's why the mask is being offered.
Absolutely. And our wellness products, especially people that have a lot of stress and anxiety right now,
yeah,
are truly helping, you know, like our PM gummies and our tinctures that help with anxiety and stress. So we're really helping a lot of people, which we think is great. We do have a store in West Cheyenne if you're in Las Vegas, and we're so busy helping people understand about those products, and they can look at our different face masks. But yeah, we expanded because we saw the need, and we were able to source hundreds of thousands of these face covers that we are excited to offer for adults and children. And that's something that we need to touch on. You were talking about the children's hospital. Is, you know, we have masks that fit small faces and kids. As you're thinking about going back to school, or as you take your kids to events and places, you've got to have a mask that fits your face, and we offer multiple sizes. Plus, we now have we're starting to phase in our on our website and our store those little nose guards mold to the shape of your nose. We're getting more masks that now have those adjustable ear straps. So if you go to our website at boomernaturals.com, you're going to see we're starting to get more in. In the next week or two, we'll have more. But, you know, we're doing our best to listen to what our customers need and how to make this, because it's not going away yet. Unfortunately.
No, very true. Yeah, very true. You know what really, I mean, where you guys have been a big blessing, really, not just to me, but really the community, is, you know, back in early May, you guys were generous to say, Steve, you know, we're going to give you 1,000 masks and you can do what you need with them. Well, we donated them to the Children's Hospital at University Medical Center. And, you know, 1,000 masks, because these are 30-day use face masks, is like giving 30,000 masks. And it was a big deal. I mean, the hospital was just thrilled. A couple of local news networks came out, like Fox 5 and Channel 3, and were just like, wow, this is great. And the families were appreciative. And I know that a lot of my audience heard this, saw this on TV. Many went to the store there on Cheyenne and bought product from your store, because they felt, you know, look, this company is putting their money where their mouth is, and that's a big deal. But, you know, what's even a bigger deal, and the reason I wanted to have you on and have my audience get a little glimpse of this, is you guys are so charitable in terms of what you're doing. There's a lot of charities that you're helping, but you guys were willing to help me again with my charity, which is Children's Hospital of UMC. And what's been cool, and I wanted to thank you personally so that the audience hears this, is that for every donation of $10, you guys are matching that with the mask. So it's a 2-for-1 going to these kids and families. And I just want to say thank you. And I know Children's Hospital wants to give you a big thank you.
Oh, you know, it's a huge part of who we are in giving back. And we want to continue to do that. So let's continue to raise more money for getting face masks to the Children's Hospital, because, you know, these truly are very comfortable and breathable. So when people are already feeling some stress, wouldn't it be nice to that if you have to wear a mask, that you've got something that you can kind of feel like you wear?
Yeah.
And that's the biggest feedback that we're hearing. So we want to continue to help out as much as possible in any way we can for what you're doing.
Oh, and I'm telling you, when I called the hospital and told them, they were elated. They were just like, oh my gosh, this is great. And again, you know, I thought it would be the respectful thing to do to have you on the air and give you a big thank you, you know, from me and then from, you know, the Children's Hospital as well. But, we're going to continue to keep, you know, doing this donation drive, and it's going very well. And again, we're very grateful. But for those out there that need to buy masks themselves, you guys again have been very generous with a 20% discount when they use my promo code. So it's pretty simple, right, Suzanne? Just to go to boomernaturals.com and use Steve20 to get 20% off your products.
Absolutely. And we ship these out. If you can't make it to our West Cheyenne store, if you're in Las Vegas, we're open 7 days a week, like 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are trying to do our very best to ship these out to you within 1 to 3 days of your order. If you need them quickly, we're working really, really hard 7 days a week to ship them out. But yeah, go to boomernaturals.com. Notice the different sizes, 2 different sizes for children, 2 different sizes for adults. Some adults like the smaller child sizes because their face is smaller. Pick out as many of those masks as you need. Put that promo code in of Steve20. For every online order, we're going to continue to donate one mask to the Children's Hospital on your behalf. So whatever we can do to help out, we're here for you.
Suzanne, I appreciate that. That's awesome. And believe it or not, we just get a yapping and the time's gone already. I mean, just fast. But we're coming up on break. But thank you for spending your Friday evening at least a little bit with us to chat. Again, I wanted to thank you for the generosity, and I want you to have a great weekend, and I'm going to have you back on again very, very soon.
All right. Thank you. And to all your listeners, everybody stay safe and do the right thing by wearing a good face cover. And we're thinking of everybody through this time.
Suzanne, I appreciate that. That was Suzanne Hobbs of Boomer Naturals. What a class act. And they are. I'm telling you, friends, they are a class act. And you know how I feel about things. And I'm just going to tell you, and again, this is not a debate of I don't want to wear a mask. I want to wear a mask. Look, you know you have to wear one. We've had this debate over and over. So let's just stop with that for a moment. Doesn't matter how we feel, how we don't feel. I get it. Believe me, I'm a Bill of Rights guy myself. But you know where we're at in society. And why not do business with a company that sponsors the show? They keep us on the air. That should be important enough to you to want to do something there. So please, right now as we go to break, a couple things I want you to do. I want you to go to BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Buy a mask. Buy some of their products. They work. And make sure at checkout, you put promo code STEVE20. That's 20. You're going to get 20% off. But get this. On top of that, they're going to donate a mask on your behalf to my charity, which is Children's Hospital at University Medical Center. That is important to me. Very, very important to me. And when we come back, I'm going to take some more calls, and then I'm also going to tell you how you can personally be involved with my charity. It means a lot to me, and I'm confident it means a lot to you. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back.
The time for talking's over now. I guess it's time to let you go. But I don't, no, I don't mind at all. It's getting so you.
Welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez, Friday edition of the show. Calls on hold. We're jumping right to you now. Let's go right back to our busy calls. Let's see who's been on the longest. Okay, let's go to Pat. Pat, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening. Just calling in. You were talking about how the numbers of COVID are inflated.
Yeah.
There was, it's probably been over a month now, in the state of Minnesota, they had some of the pathologists and coroners were asking questions about why the COVID numbers were so high. Mm-hmm. And apparently one of the pathologists of one of the hospitals discovered that the hospital billing was having the any respiratory-related death attributed to COVID so that the hospital could collect a higher fee.
Yeah.
And apparently, I can't remember the governor or the senator's name that replaced Al Franken, but apparently he was put in charge of the investigation into those allegations.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, the investigation disappeared.
Doesn't surprise me.
Got any answers. Imagine that.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me. See, that, Pat, is what gets people angry.
Yep.
Is, you know, and I could venture to say none of us are COVID-19 deniers. We know there's a virus. I was just telling my producer during break, to me, it's just reminiscent of the swine flu that happened with Obama in 2009. We didn't shut economies down. People were getting sick. People were dying. No one likes it. Nobody wants that. No one would ever want that. But I believe they took this and inflated it to hurt this president, and we're financial collateral damage, and you know they don't give two damns about us, obviously.
Right. Well, I think the bottom line is that something like this has been planned for quite some time from the powers that be, and they were just waiting for an opportunity for the next pandemic or the next crisis to hit to exploit it, and here we are.
Yeah. Great call, Pat, and I appreciate it. Thank you, man. Have a good weekend, buddy. Let's jump over to John. John, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. First, I want to give a shout-out to Sean, your call screener. He's always very welcoming to the show. Seems like a super friendly guy. So, anyway, I just want to give him a quick shout-out.
Appreciate that. Sean's the best. We love Sean.
Yeah, he is a great guy. Anyway, the reason I'm calling, I'm not a anti-cop person, but one thing that frustrated me about the police is they're standing down during all these riots and stuff,
yeah.
which to me seems like an unlawful order.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I came across a group called Oath Keepers, and I was wondering if you knew anything about them. I know they've been labeled as a white supremacist group, but of course nowadays everybody's labeled as a white supremacist group.
No, I've heard the name, but I'm not real familiar.
Okay, evidently, I'll try and dig up some more on them, but the idea behind them is that it's a group of police officers and military that refuse to disobey any unlawful orders, such as if the cops are ordered to take your guns, they say we're going to refuse that order because it goes against the Constitution.
Okay, I'm familiar. Yeah, I'm familiar. I know that's getting steam across the country, so I'm familiar. I'm going to look into it too, John, so that we could talk about it more on the show. I'm glad you brought that up. But I got to bounce. I appreciate it. I'm getting close to the show wrapping up. Thanks for staying on hold as long as you did. And I know there's a bunch of calls on hold, and I just am not able to get to you tonight because I wanted to talk a little bit with Suzanne, and that's important to me. And this is what I'm going to leave you with. And please, friends, hear me. You know, I don't ask you for a lot. I really don't. But I'm going to ask you to be generous with my charity. It's $10. Friends, $10. If you can donate $10, that is one face mask that is good for 30 days. So it's like you're donating 30 masks. And Boomer Naturals is going to match that to these poor kids at Children's Hospital at University Medical Center. If you love the show and you're grateful for what we do, can you please help me? Because we're contributing. Boomer Naturals is contributing. And I really need your help. It's pretty simple. Just go to the SteveSanchezShow.com website. You're going to see an image of a child in the hospital. It'll say donate now. That's all you got to do. $10, friends, will go a long way. Let's show Las Vegas. Let's show the country that our hearts are in the right place. Because they always say Republicans and conservatives are not. Let's show them that they really are. The SteveSanchezShow.com website's where you go do that. And I'm grateful. Calls on hold. I'm sorry. Couldn't get to you. I want you to all have a good weekend, friends. Don't forget the Sunday night syndicated show. And keep it right here for my good friend Ken Thompson at SportsX Radio. Until next time, God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
You've been listening to Steve Sanchez. For more of Steve, visit thestevesanchezshow.com.